I'm finally going to put it on cassette for you. I gave a couple of copies to EMI and they didn't get to you, right?
No.
All right, so I think just about 6 cuts from Please are on this. It's put together by Swedish Chris, and we're going to play it. It's the Pet Shop Boys on K-Rock.
We'll be right back.
So you like that mix?
Yeah, great. It's brilliant.
Yeah,
we almost got it all on cassette for you.
Yeah, just missed the end of
it. Oh, well.
Pet Shop Boys in studio. It's 6:38. It's KROQ. Oh. And getting some food here.
What is it? Chili fries and what?
What is it? Chili fries and cheese.
Chili fries and cheese.
Have you seen the movie The Fly?
No.
No, I've told you
heard about
good, though.
It.
Okay, well, what you're looking at right now looks a lot like some of the stuff you'll see in the movie The Fly.
Wow,
Pet Shop Boys in studio, and we're going to be talking with them some more and taking some more of your calls, 818-520-1067 coming up, and also getting the guys to choose some of their favorite classic rock tracks, because this is a K-Rock Classic Rock Flashback Weekend. And also, in addition to all that, we have a world premiere of Paninaro.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called? Paninaro. Never before played. We'll play the 12-inch version coming up. It is KROQ 641. In the studio, we have Chris and Neil from the Pet Shop Boys, and we're going to chat with them some more. We're going to give you a world premiere of their brand new 12-inch coming up and explain what it's all about. But as they're eating, we're going to give you a chance to eat, okay? We're going to play you that 12-inch of Depeche Mode.
Oh, great.
So you can hear the remix. Stella had called up and asked if they would ever work with Daniel Miller, who is the producer of Depeche Mode, and despite the fact you liked the band, you felt it might change your sound and make it to electronic, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, he has a very specific sound, I think, Daniel Miller. He's produced quite a few people, and it's not the kind of sound I think we would go for.
Okay, well, we're going to play this remix 12-inch and then get their verdict, see if we get two thumbs up, two thumbs down, or a mixed reaction right after this. Either way, we've got a mouthful of chili cheese and french fries right now. It's K-Rock. That's a 12-inch remix of Depeche Mode. I don't know if Daniel Miller did the remix, but he did the original production. And
good mix, though.
You liked it?
Mm. Yeah, very good.
There you go, Stella. See, it was a good one. Very LA, you said.
Yeah, I can imagine driving around LA listening to that. It reminds me a bit of the B-52s. It's the same sort of driving, you know, rhythm and that.
That's a band, actually, that has a new album coming out Wednesday.
Yeah.
They finally got one. They have a hit right now, Summer of Love.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
It's only good.
Yeah, actually, you're pretty close, actually, because that's about 138 beats a minute, and the new B-52s is, I think, 132 beats a minute. So
that's fast, isn't it?
Same kind of fast rhythms.
Yeah.
So it seems that the dance rhythms these days are either like 104 beats a minute for the Janet Jacksons, or 120 beats a minute for the Pet Shop Boys, or 130 for the Depeche Modes. And
we've always wanted to do a really slow one, haven't we?
Yeah.
But I think we've ever got around to it yet.
Well, you've got a ballad on the album later tonight.
I mean, a slow dance one, you know, a kind of real slow, funky dance one.
Yeah. Well, we're going to find out about your next 12-inch, Paninaro, and we're going to have you tell us a little about it. It's going to be a world premiere after this.
K-Rock and Saturdays give you UB40 and Fine Young Cannibals. You can win tickets to the Greek Theater UB40 concert September 16th at any of the 13 Southern California Saturdays locations.
And amongst those locations include the Oaks and Topanga Plaza. In the studio with us, the Pet Shop Boys, Chris and Neil, and we're going to be turning the tables in just a little while and getting them to choose some of their favorite oldies, some K-Rock oldies. Anywhere, you're getting all confused here, anywhere between the year 76 and 85, anything that you were listening to in between that period. It doesn't have to be.
Well, no.
No.
Take us back now to think of this.
it's got a very bad memory.
All right, just flashback here. But first of all, we're going to play the 12-inch of Paninaro, and you're going to explain that for us, right?
Yes.
Yeah, well, Paninaro is this youth cult in Italy, and they're sort of very stylish dresses, and they wear very specific clothes, and they wear sort of like, a lot of it's based on American clothing, really, but they wear Timberland boots, they wear either 501 jeans and Armani jeans, they wear these big duvet coats, lumberjack shirts, cowboy hats, and they always have suntans, sort of spiky gelled hair, and they wear Ray-Ban, you know, with the gold strip across the top.
Right.
And they're great because a lot of music in Italy is like rock music, but they like pop music and they like disco music, and like their anthem is Wild Boys by Duran Duran and things like this. And like they're the complete antithesis of anything else going on in Italy, and they're just, you know, stylish dresses.
And are you doing the lead vocal on this cut?
Well, you call it a vocal. Sort of like, you'll hear it anyway. It's like spoken words.
Okay, once again, we're going to the K-Rock cassette. We have to explain that it's not from
certain
the CD.
Certain lack of quality.
Yeah, but it's a world premiere here of Paninaro, based on Italian youth. Are they a gang, or are they aggressive?
Well, they were originally football supporters who supported Milan, but now it's spread all over Italy. And it's just it's just like any other youth cult, you know, like the Mods in England or something like that.
The name comes from the Italian word for sandwich.
Paninaro.
Yeah, yeah. That,
pan for bread.
Yeah, I think it's that panini.
Panini is a sandwich.
And they you get these little sandwiches in Italy, like ham and cheese, and you wrap a piece of paper around them. Or hamburgers, either get the same name. And they like that's what they go around eating those, and they hang around outside burger bars in Milan.
Well, we're gonna have a 12-inch sandwich right here, Paninaro from the Pet Shop Boys, a world premiere. Okay, you can't see the end of it when it's on cassette, and that was the first time it's been played. So tell me, Chris, are you embarrassed about the vocals?
Well, there's certain moments in there when I do go bright red, and the room gets a lot warmer.
You're my lover.
Neil sang that bit.
I tell you, it was...
No, he didn't.
I can imagine that when this comes out, this is going to be played in the clubs everywhere.
I hope so.
Yeah, well, we made it, you know, primarily as a dance track, you know, so.
Actually, it's quite interesting because it's got bits of our old records in it. We have a guy called Adrian Cook who programmed some of our stuff for us, and he's been going through sampling sounds from our other records when we go on tour. And as he had these on tape, because we started using them, so there's a little voice going, which is from West End Girls, I think. And there's another thing in it.
There's some scratching sounds of
opportunities,
I think.
Spot the inserts. We'll have to have a contest.
So what we've done is taken the sounds and programmed them into this, so they're kind of used in a different way. But so
we've got the scaffolding sound of opportunities.
That's right.
That sound.
And the drum sounds from Suburbia.
In fact, that's another mega block for you. Can we get this one in October? Do you think this will be on the 12-inch and the...
It'll be on the B-side of Suburbia, comes out in England on September the 22nd.
Oh, good.
And it'll be on the B-side of that. But actually, it comes out in America. That single is coming out in America in November, I think.
Now, when Suburbia comes out, are you going to release a 7-inch and a 12-inch a different 12-inch B-side on each? Extended 12-inch B-side.
Yeah, in America, there's a full 12-inch of Suburbia, which is... pretty wild as well, and then there'll be that 12-inch version of Paninaro on the other side.
Because I know there's a lot of club DJs listening right now going, when can I get my hands on that? So
that must episode isn't actually released yet either.
Okay, so if you did record it, don't play it yet, okay? All right, then buy it. It's KRQ FM Pasadena, Los Angeles, the Rock of the 80s. We're talking with the Pet Shop Boys. It's a classic rock weekend, so we're going to move away from the music of the Pet Shop Boys a little while and play some of the music that they were listening to over the last 9 years. Now, Chris is going... Bloody hell, I was listening to Imagination in the Bee Gees here. And
I know, he hasn't got any of them.
All right. So we're going to hand over to Neil, first of all.
Yes. Well, this is one of my choices, and this is Eyes Without a Face by Billy Idol.
And play this one from CD.
Yeah, this is Soft Cell. I spent ages trying to think, you know, I couldn't even think what records I liked around this time, but... Richard suggested Soft Cell, and that one of my favourite bands. And of the tracks by them would be great.
But in all honesty, I haven't put words in your mouth here. But I just went through a whole list of the bands. I started with A and went through to Z.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Soft Cell. I think they were absolutely brilliant. I mean, it's a shame they're not together still. But it's one of my favourite tracks, which is Say Hello, Wave Goodbye.
How's it going, Richard?
Oh, it's good. It's great to see you. Jed is one of our star interviewers, without a doubt. He is. He is. I love listening to you when you interview.
He's asked those questions before, isn't he?
Yeah,
he
has.
So many more interviews than I do, Richard. Just stop it, will you?
No, not anymore. Don't. Not in the morning. You do them all in the afternoon. So, what have you been dying to ask him? You've been listening for a while. You heard some of their musical choices.
Well, I was about to ask Chris if he's still the one doing most of the production on the record they're working on right now.
Surprise!
Well, what we do is we tend to do all the arrangements between us, but the actual production, we use the best producer we can find.
That track, Paninaro, we played.
I mean, well, that was totally done by us. I mean, we produced that ourselves, we arranged it ourselves, and we performed it. But on other tracks like singles, A-sides, we'll work with the producer because they can give a certain depth to a track that we aren't experienced enough to yet.
I guess what I'm asking is Neil more involved in the arrangements than on the last record, because it was my impression that you were doing most of that, and I was gushing about how terrific all the sounds were and everything.
It's my impression is actually the B-side of Life Comes Quickly, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, actually, we when we do things like that, we do them. Some of the songs, Paninaro, Chris did nearly everything on that, and because others of the songs are split down the middle.
All right. We're going to have one more world premiere right after this.
Rock and Saturdays give you UB40 and Fine Young Cannibals. You can win tickets to the Greek Theater UB40 concert September 16th at any of the 13 Southern California Saturdays locations.
And amongst those 13 locations include the Oaks, Topanga Plaza, Plaza Pasadena, right around the corner from here, and Puente Hills Mall. Jed wants to say hi to some folks.
St. Joseph's High School in Lakewood. I'm on the way, guys.
And guess what he's got to give away?
Yeah, some autographed Pet Shop Boys record.
Oh!
So, yeah, hello, St. Joseph's High School.
We are going to get out of here because Rodney Bingenheimer is up next. Actually, I want to introduce you to Rodney. This is Rodney. Rodney, we're running late here because we've got the Pet Shop Boys in.
Hey, what's
happening? I was telling you about Rodney, how many bands that he's broken.
I've heard of him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, closer to the mic. Share mic with Chris. Could you just tell us a little about the Monkees? I know you're going to be talking about it on your show.
Oh, it was fabulous. It's incredible. And they're playing tonight. And tomorrow night's supposed to be even another super special show, but I can't say too much about it.
I've got tickets for tomorrow night.
You got tickets?
I got tickets.
Lucky guy. You're going to be in for a surprise.
Do you want me to call you afterwards?
Yeah. I'm doing Monkees A to Z tomorrow, starting at 8 o'clock.
Terrific.
From A all the way to Z. Solid 4 hours of solid Monkee music.
Great. Well, thanks a lot. And Rodney's up next. And thank you for letting us be a couple of minutes late at Kara QFM, Pasadena, Los Angeles, Rock of the 80s. We're going to do one more world premiere, and this is from the upcoming mid-priced album, right?
Yes, exactly. Whatever it is. Yeah. The upcoming something or other.
Yeah.
And it's kind of the album that a band will release in between two other albums rather than make people wait years and years and years for the next.
That's right.
Yeah. And I think it's very good that you're doing that because it'll probably be available here for like $4.98 or $5.98 after it's discounted.
Yeah. And this is another track we produced ourselves.
Okay, and it's called?
It's called Jack the Lad.
Do you want to tell us a little about it and say goodbye because we're going to be out of here after this?
Well, it's just too complicated to go into, so I'll just say goodbye.
Okay,
it's been nice being here.
Yeah, do you want to say anything to the fans that are listening and that?
Well, we always like coming to K-Rock because you know, it's a great station, and the fans seem to be.
Yeah, the fans in Los Angeles are really, you know, really smart, and you know, they're really friendly and nice, and it's always good to come back here.
And you're going to be here for a week, so if they accidentally run into you in the street, do you have any, you know, can they come up and say hi?
Of course they can.
Yeah, we don't. I'll bark worse than I'll bite.
All right, well, we're going to play Jack the Lad from the Pet Shop Boys, and we're going to let it run into Suburbia Part Two.
Oh, great,
right?
Great.
Is there a little gap on the tape between it?
Yeah, to put it very, very short. Gap.
Okay, so bear with it. We haven't gone off yet. They'll hear the hum of
K-Rock.
They'll hear the dogs barking.
Perhaps next time you'll buy another cassette recorder.
Well, hopefully we'll be in the new building by then.
Yeah.
And we're going to have new equipment. 801, Rodney's up next. It's world premiere of Jack the Lad from the Pet Shop Boys on K-Rock.
It's 8 o'clock. Do you know what time it is?
Yeah,
hi. 8 o'clock.
Hi, this is Peter Tork. Do you know what time it is?
It's 8 o'clock.
It's 8 o'clock.
On the rock.
Jeez,
I got go. K-R-O-Q, Rodney Bingenheimer.
Pasadena, Los Angeles.
Hey, what's happening, Rodney?
Hey, Rodney.
I can dig it. I know where you're coming from,
Rodney.
Man.
Harry Krishner, waterbeds.
All right, it is a little after 8 o'clock, and I'm Rodney on the Rock, the Saturday edition. Anyway, the rock classics continue now with a band you first heard on my show with this very song, The Go-Go's.